time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Ronnie Stanley met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Las Vegas on Sunday afternoon.
In the NFL, it's 0-2. Kind of what's your feeling going forward?
You know, I feel like we're doing a lot of good things, you know. There's a lot to clean up. I think it's our own lack of discipline that's, you know, causing these problems on ourselves, whatever it is, something we're going to figure out. And I'm very confident we're going to figure it out because I'm very proud of how our guys play. You know, effort isn't an issue. It's just details. And those details are making the difference for us right now, and that's something we need to fix.
Probably a tough question, but why do you think that's the case? Why are those details kind of lost in the shuffle?
You know, I can't point to one thing specifically, but, you know, I feel like it's just a mindset. You know, when you're going your week of preparation, there are certain things you're going to think about more than others, and you need to put, we as a group need to put more collective focus on these details versus, you know, giving this effort, which is something that I'm very confident that we're going to do because we have a team full of soldiers, so these guys are going to go all out. Now it's just time to sharpen it all up and make things more disciplined and more clean because these are the type of games we can't lose.
Do you still feel like the line is still trying to gel together?
Yeah, I think we're always going to still be trying to jive together and gel together. And, you know, no matter what line I've been on in my previous seasons here, we've always gone better throughout the season. And that's going to continue to happen with the line we have now. It's going to continue to get better. And I'm very proud of the guys, the way they played. You know, it wasn't perfect, but those guys gave 100% effort to the last snap. And, you know, they're going to do that all year, and they're going to keep getting better.
Ronnie, is there a different feeling after this loss compared to the KC loss? And if so, how?
I mean, this just felt more self-inflicted. You know, I feel like there is many opportunities for us to you know, really put the nail in the coffin, and we just didn't end up doing that. But I'm very confident that, like, we have the guys to do it, and I know we have the talent, we have, you know, the coaches, we have the people. Now it's just putting it all together, and, you know, we're just going to keep getting better.
Max Crosby obviously had a big day, but what do you know, as a leader of the line, what do you say to the other guys on the line just about, you know, how do you shake that off and learn from that and grow from that?
You just got to learn from your mistakes and move forward. You can't dwell on these things, you know. I mean, it's easy to dwell on it. You know, you have, you know, media, fans, everyone pointing to, you know, one thing or another. But there's a lot of good plays that a lot of the guys have been doing that, you know, they can focus and build off of. So, you know, you take the negative and you see what you did wrong, and then you build on it, and then you move forward.
Ronnie, is there a level, I don't want to say like a level of shock for a team that, you know, you have high expectations for this team, and to start off 0-2 is not kind of what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, that's not our standard. We want to be, you know, undefeated. I can't remember last time we really lost a game, and I was like, yeah, that team really just outbeat us, yeah. You know, so it's been really a long time since that happened. So, you know, whatever it is, like, football's a very, you know, complex game, a lot of people, a lot of different moving parts, but we have the people that we need to be successful.
Streaks happen, but are you at the point where it's like 0-3 can't happen, or are you still comfortable with how the start has gone?
I mean, no. I mean, I'm not comfortable at all with how the start has gone. I think, you know, what we're trying to do here is win. We want to win games, and like I said, it's not like we have a lack of talent or people to do it. So our standard is very high, and, you know, that's definitely not okay for us to start that way. But that being said, you know, the type of effort and you know, tenacity these guys are given is, you know, second to none. So I'm not doubting the type of people we have and the type of character we have in this locker room. But, you know, we have to buckle down on these details that really make the difference when you're playing at this level.
Ronnie, what was your read on the holding call?
I don't agree with it. That's their decision to make. But, you know, they'll watch the film, you know, make their decision. But I don't agree with that one.
Ronnie, you had a strugglesome first half run game getting going, and then you had a touchdown drive led by the run game and Henry. Did you feel like you maybe started to solve something or put things together to be more cohesive as an offense?
I think we were just getting a rhythm, you know. I think with a run game, it's like one of those things where it's a rhythm thing, you know, and, you know, same thing with throwing, but with the run game, it's going to keep getting better throughout the game, and we don't want to start off slow like that. I think we want to start off a little faster, a little sharper, so we can get those type of runs early on and just keep getting better off that.
To start going on a run, like you said, and to start to experience that, and then to not close out the way you have after you go up by a touchdown on that, was that surprising to you?
I mean, that's just the name of the game. There's a lot of drama that happens with football, you know. There's a lot of back and forth. Momentum changes. Refs' calls can change the whole dynamic of the game. So, you know, I try not to get too emotionally involved because I don't want to overwhelm myself. I want to stay focused. But, you know, I definitely, you know, we have the advantage, and we're too good of a team to let that slip away.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.